I'm delighted to be joined by Brigadier General Michael Herzog. Thank you so much for joining us. So first of all, I wanted to just really ask about what you think the early election or the election in Israel has done to the US peace plan. Is it dead? Are we just going to have the economic conference and then nothing else? What are your thoughts?
I think that the fact that Israel is heading to elections in September and won't have a government probably before late October or early November might delay the rolling out of the political part of the U.S. Peace plan, possibly even after the U.S. elections. I don't think the U.S. will put forward a plan during Israeli election season and before we have a government. So if the U.S. plan is pushed to October, November, then we are into the U.S. election year, and I think it's unlikely that the Trump administration will present its plan during the U.S. election year, so it might be pushed until after the U.S. elections, namely late to 2020 or early 2021, assuming Trump gets reelected. Now, the question is what happens in the meantime. The first thing that we're going to have is the Bahrain workshop in late June, but without any political follow-up, without any political context. Even if the economic plan is a good one, it might turn out to be a blip. And certainly, if Palestinians don't show up, not enough Arabs show up, and it doesn't come across as a major success. I mean, I understand the administration would like it to be presented and to show the region its economic vision of peace, how the whole region could benefit from that plan if there is peace in the region. But again, lacking a political context is going to be extremely difficult to have any impact on the region. The other question is, assuming the rolling out of the plan is postponed, what to do in the meantime beyond this economic workshop? There is a very fragile security situation in both the West Bank and Gaza, economic crisis. There is a lot of tension in the air, and things could certainly escalate to the point of even explosion with or without an American plan. So if there's no American plan, the question the parties, the stakeholders, have to ask themselves what to do in the meantime. And I would recommend that they present or design a stabilization package incorporating modest measures on the ground, which would be win-win for both parties in the economic field, in the security field, and many other areas where could advance things in a bottom-up fashion before we approach the big top-down issues.
You think this is something that is... Do you think this is something that Israel and the PA should try and do, or do you think this is something that US and some Arab states should do?
First of all, I think Israel is in a position to do a lot of things on the ground, but I assume, given the very sensitive political context in Israel itself and the fact that we are headed towards election, not everything is easy for a government to do while it's campaigning. So here, I would like to see a more proactive US role. The U.S. is focused solely or mostly on the big the vision of peace, on the political horizon, on top-down initiatives. And I think it needs to be pay attention to the needs to stabilize the situation on the ground, to carry out bottom-up measures. And the U.S. is in a position certainly to encourage the Israeli government, even during times of elections, to do more on the ground and make sure that things move forward.
What kind of things are you talking about? Give me an example of two or three that you think.
Well, there were certain plans already prepared by the IDF and the Israeli security establishment at the time, like the establishment of industrial zones, like giving the Palestinians more space for construction, planning, zoning, and building in the margins of Palestinian cities in Area A, like further improving access and movement, further improving situation in fixed checkpoints and so on. Not all of them have been implemented. Some of them are still waiting to be implemented. Some of them were shelved due to domestic political pressures in Israel from within the Israeli government. For example, a plan to allow the Palestinians planning, zoning, and construction in the margin of the city of Qalqilia in the West Bank. But I think if the U.S. administration decides to encourage the Israeli government to do these things, there is a potential that they will be implemented. They will certainly, so that people will see some improvement in their life condition on the ground, even if there is no big political process, which I don't see happening in the foreseeable future.
So we heard this week the Palestinian Authority Prime Minister gave an interview to the New York Times, and he was saying that there could be a situation where the Palestinian Authority goes bankrupt by summer. He also talked about potentially suspending security cooperation with Israel, and sort of almost tried to tie the two, implying that, you know, key security personnel would start to not be paid. Do you think this is just a sort of form of brinkmanship to try and solve this sort of whole tax revenue dispute, or do you think there's a real likelihood that we could get to the end of the summer with a bankrupt PA and with key security forces not being paid?
There's definitely brinkmanship here, but it could lead to PA bankruptcy ultimately if it is not resolved. Essentially what happened is that Israel enacted legislation which deducted the funding that the PA provides to terrorists in jails and family of terrorists and what they call martyrs and so on, which was about 5% of the tax revenue. But the Palestinians decided that if Israel deducts, then they will not take the rest of the tax revenues, and which amounts to well over 60% of their total revenue, and that will lead them to collapse. So in a way, most of it is their own doing. It's as if they assume that the international community, the Arabs in Israel, do not want the PA to collapse. So they are playing brinkmanship, and they are telling all of us, you know, we are going to commit suicide unless you give us some funding and save us from bankruptcy. I think that there's certainly a danger that nobody will blink and they will reach bankruptcy. I don't think they're going to dissolve themselves, but they will just stop functioning.
Who's the potential source of someone to fill the funding gap? I mean, in Gaza, it's Qatar. Who could it be for the...
First, they turned to the Arabs, and the Arabs promised them a safety net of $100 million a month, but they haven't complied with their pledges, so money is not forthcoming. And the Arabs are saying, and I heard it from Arabs, who are saying, I mean, they stopped taking money from the Israelis, tax revenues, which are Palestinian funds. Why should we step in and fill that gap? So while the Arabs promised them, they are not fulfilling. There's some European funding, but not enough. And what I hear from Europeans is also we will not put that money unless the PA agrees to take
some of the Israeli money.
Israeli money.
Is there a compromise on the Israeli side that perhaps there's a deal that they can not implement the law in the same way?
Israel is not going to undo this legislation, no way. I don't think anybody can support that. Israel is anyway not deducting the full sum of what they pay to the families and the martyrs and the wounded and so on. The Palestinian Authority spends over $300 million a year on the terrorists and their families, and Israel is deducting $138 million. So it's not the full sum. It's only for those terrorists who are in Israeli jails for crimes above a certain level. There are European initiatives suggesting that Israel will deduct the minimum possible, and that the PA will take the rest of the funding of the tax revenues if it wants to get additional support by Europeans. I hope that there will be a compromise, because if not, then the PA will go bankrupt. Mm. And of course, that will impact the whole situation. It could, in some way, also impact the security situation. Mm. While I don't think the Palestinian Authority will totally stop security coordination with Israel, because they are dependent on it for the PA to survive, for them to move forces from one area to another, for them to deal with their own domestic problems. They cannot survive without it. Nevertheless, the fact that they are not paying security servicemen full salaries means that some of them have to go and find second jobs, which they do. And I can see a situation where some of them take money from Hamas or other organizations, do other things other than being policemen or somewhere. That's a dangerous situation, and the PA itself could at one level not stop the coordination but kind of downgrade it a little bit. So this is a very exposed situation. In Gaza, you have Egypt and the UN envoy working to broker a ceasefire, and they are quite capable. This is an effective mechanism, which I hope will succeed. In the West Bank, you don't have anybody who can really broker a deal that prevents the bankruptcy of the Palestinian Authority. You have the Europeans trying to do that. The Americans are backseat. And we don't have the mechanism, necessary mechanism, that will bridge the gaps between Israelis and Palestinians.
Who do you suggest that could maybe come forward immediately? Is there anybody that... Sounds like there's a vacancy.
I think that the Americans should play a more proactive role, because they are the ones that can encourage the Israeli government to take certain measures. Mm. So maybe a combination of Americans and Europeans could do that. I know that the Europeans are trying very hard, but they have more impact over the Palestinian Authority, less over Israeli.
Yeah, so it needs that combination.
So I would recommend a combination of the US and Europeans that maybe could help stabilize the situation.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, you're painting a picture of a possible crisis that perhaps people have not fully woken up to.
Yes, certainly, because with or without an American plan, there's no big hope in the region. Both societies, that we are facing a breakthrough towards a solution. Situation on ground is deteriorating economically, and security is under control, but financially, people feel more and more the pressure. The PA is weak politically, with an aging leader who might depart the scene any moment. Israel is in political turmoil, and we don't have a government right now that can take the big decisions. So this is a very dangerous situation, which could at one point get out of hand.
Yeah,
I think that should be the first priority before dealing with the big issues, the deal of the century, the political horizon. I'm not saying we should neglect it, but there is an immediate priority, an urgent priority to stabilize things on the ground. You cannot drop such a heavy plan on both sides who are not really ready in such a sensitive situation on the ground.
Thank you so much, Brigadier General Michael Herzog. That's been absolutely brilliant, and really something we need to keep an eye on. Thank you.
Thank you.